Can you do the roll call, please?
Will do. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the SOP Working Group call on Tuesday, September 26th at 1900 UTC. We will mark those in the Adobe Connect room as present. We have one apology from Irina Danelia. Everyone in the Adobe Connect room is on the audio. There's no one extra in the audio room, only.
Okay, thank you.
You may begin.
Over to you, Giovanni.
Yeah, thank you, Bart. I have, and thanks all the participants. I have another apology coming from Andreas of DMIC. He cannot make it as he has to catch a last-minute train, so he apologized with the group. So thanks, everybody, again, and we have quite an important agenda, as Stephen has pointed out in the chat. The first point is a discussion on the charter, and we have revised the charter that was drafted quite some time ago, so I was about to redraft the charter. And as those of you who may have had time to look at the charter have seen, the proposal is to transform what is now a CCNSO working group into a CCNSO committee. And I have, as you may have seen, some questions from Irina regarding some procedures about this change from working group into a committee. The charter is at least to me, is quite clear, but I'm happy to hear from the others. Let's say it follows the charter, let's say, criteria, the charter standards that are typical of CCNSO committees. So I think I fully support the transformation of this working group into something more stable that can ensure long-term support to the CCNSO in a very sensitive and strategic area of the ICANN environment, such as the ICANN operating strategic and budget plans. I don't know if Bart would like to say something, as he has been the main author of the new charter. And again, it's one point that we raised at the last meeting in June, because the charter, the last charter was, if I remember correctly, was produced and published in 2010, and so it was quite some time ago, and it also was, let's say, a very light charter.
Yes, thank you, Giovanni. Let me take you through a few probably very substantive changes. I think, and the document is scrollable, so that you can scroll at your leisure through the document. One of the major ones, or what hasn't changed, and that is probably very important for the SOP is probably the only CCNSO working group, committee, however you want to call it, which can act on its own behalf, so that to ensure that it can act, say, timely and in a responsive manner. So that's very important. That was in the former charter, and that's still in the charter. So that's something to keep in the back of your mind. The second thing, and that is a major change in, say, and I'm looking at description and objective, it will probably play, if push comes to shove, a very important role in the rejection action procedures. The reason is, say, one of the actions that is subject to potential rejection petitions are the IANA budget, the five-year operational plan, and ICANN strategic plan. And particularly the I can annual operational plan and budget have a very, very limited time frame to respond and to submit comments, etc. So again, that reinforces the need that the SOP could act on its own. But also, what is important, it's very clear from the start that the SOP is eligible to submit a petition, because the language in the ICANN bylaws are a bit vague in the sense of should it, the SOP be considered an individual or not. So that's with respect to description and objective in section one. That is reflected, say, these changes in the objectives are reflected a little bit in scope. You can see comment on ICANN and PTI's strategic and operational plans and budget. PTI will have its own budget that will, be included in the IANA budget, which will then again be included in the ICANN budget overall. That's more or less, the scope of activities, so that's section two and three, has not really changed in comparison with the previous section. What again has changed is, and I think that's more clear now, is participation and support. The name of, for example, the name of the chair is not included anymore. It will be listed on the SOP working or SOP committee page in future. So that is one. The role of the chair has been delineated and described a little bit better. And what is probably more important is there is a expansion of membership in the sense of there are still members of the committee, but the role of the CCTLD regional organizations is defined as well, and other organizations, supporting organizations and advisory committees or constituencies may be invited to appoint a liaison. And the reason for doing this is, again, first of all, the role in with respect to the rejection action, but also, and this is probably due to the the success of the SOP, other groups are very interested in the findings of the SOP, and it's getting more and more cross-community traction, the work of the SOP. So from that perspective, why not invite them, and even invite them at the SOP committee's face-to-face meetings. They will have, their role is described, but at least provide input and take the discussions back to their own organization is probably a very healthy development over time. So that's, again, a major change in Section 4. There is now what is called the Standards of Behavior. These are cut and paste from the CC&O Standards of Behavior, not from the ICANN ones. They are included in the CC&O guideline for committees. But it's also included in a working group. So that's included as well. And then on reporting, again, the role of the chair on behalf of the group. I see Wafa is there. Hello, Wafa. Welcome. And what we've included as well is, in the draft, how to update the charter, review of charter, and closure. As Giovanni already indicated, Yeah, go ahead.
Hello, Bart.
Hello, Wafa. I'll go back to the section on membership. so that's participation, so that's section four, participation and support. As Giovanni already said, Irina had some questions around the membership. Let's maybe those who are on the call do have some questions as well. If you do, let's first run through your questions and then address Irina's questions. So, maybe back to you, Giovanni.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bartha. Indeed, you well described the process and the future steps. Again, it's an important change. It's about time for this change because of the new ICANN IANA environment with the PTI. So we thought it was the right moment to introduce this change in the work of the committee, well, in the work of the working group that should become a committee. Irina indeed had has a couple of questions, more than a couple of questions. And if there is anybody else who has specific questions, please raise your hand and speak up so that we can further investigate what has to be addressed in the charter, or if there are changes or integrations to be made. This is a work in progress. So I open the floor for questions. Okay, I think I see Stephen is typing. May I start? So with the first question of Irina, if the composition of the committee, the initial composition of the committee, will include the SOP members, or if all the members will have to be reappointed. Bart, what do you think?
I think, say, if you recall, and some of you will, when in 2010, when the charter was updated, or 2012, I can't recall, there was, again, a check with the current membership, and it's part of the agenda as well, so number three, review of membership, that say, first of all, the current members were asked whether they were committed to stay on the committee in future, and then start with them, and then send out a call for volunteers again. And my suggestion would be for you that you would follow the same process. So in principle, first the current members indicate whether they want to stay on, and are committed to or can put in the time commitment, whatever it is, and then based on that, followed by a call for volunteers, and then appointed, and then you have a new membership pool, and then that's the way it was done before. So that was, as I said, my suggestion. Stephen?
No. I concur with Bart on the mechanics of that approach because it worked last time. And we now have limits. Okay, I concur with Bart on that. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Bart, and thank you again, Steve. I see also Philippe is also in agreement, and I'm also in agreement with Bart's approach for the first composition of the committee. The other question from Irina is referring to the sentence, the term of half of the membership is 2 years. She doesn't find it quite clear. What about the other half of the members?
Giovanni, you want to me again to answer that question?
Yeah, if you can clarify as
I think
the main author.
We missed. Yeah, I think we missed out one sentence, is what you want in principle is, say, a staggered membership, thinking about it, say that you, every year you can send out, all people are asked, half of the members are asked whether they want to stay on. And there are two ways of doing this. Either you do it after 1 year, or you conclude, say, or you do it after 3 years. And maybe it's an idea, given, say, that you can say there are maximum 3 terms limitations, plus most people who are on the working group have been on this working group for quite some time, do it, say, in a year's time again. And probably what needs to happen, and that's the good thing, this is a draft, include a sentence that say, in principle, the term is 2 years, except starting now, the term of half of the members is 1 year or 3 years, and the other half is 2 years. Stephen?
Yeah.
That's kind of along the lines of what I was thinking, is like how do you start the staggered term thing, and maybe one simple approach is to have members draw out of a hat, basically, pieces of paper that have one or three on them, and that would determine how long your terms are. It's simple, effective, and easy to do, and that can be done at the face-to-face if we have this finalized by then.
Yeah, so one or two, I guess. Because otherwise you end up with the same terms again. So you want to,
yes,
say, if you want to have it staggered, say, do it after 1 year. Who will be up for reappointment after 1 year? And then the second group is after 2 years.
Correct, yeah.
I also agree it could be a good solution.
And one of the reasons for doing this, and this has to do probably with the next point, the limitation of terms. So if you don't have term limits, it doesn't really matter, does it? It is as long as people want to stay on. At the same time, 3 terms is, in principle, 6 years, and some of them say, and maybe we should say that the people who will, whose term ends after 1 year have to be from the pool from who are already on the SOP. So it's 5 or 6 years. I think it's a good thing that as a maximum, it's getting fresh blood into this group as well at some point, and start working on this, because I think people are interested in participating in this group, and so term limits is a way to refresh it.
Yeah, it might be clarified when saying 3 terms in a row limitation. That could be because 3 terms limitation, you know, shouldn't be open-ended, as, you know, somebody after 2-4 years may like to, you know, may rejoin the working group after, you know, some time off. So I would propose to have the limitation refer to 3 times in a row. Hello?
Yes, I've included it in the notes. So I think these were the only only questions from Irina. I think it looks like everybody's in agreement on this with respect to the terms as well. So and agree with the direction of travel with respect to these questions. So back to you, Ivan.
So is there any other question? I see Stephen.
So given that we're pretty, we're essentially in agreement on this with the minor tweak that needs to be made, what's the way forward? My question is more as a council member, can this get before council at the council's face-to-face meeting in Abu Dhabi for approval, I guess?
That would be very simple. That shouldn't be too much of a problem, in my view. The next phase is the text needs to be updated, circulated again across the group, and when the group agrees, then Giovanni can submit it to council, and council can vote on it or adopt it at the at their face-to-face meeting. And we do have plenty of time.
What's the mechanics that the face-to-face SOPWG group would adopt it in Abu Dhabi on that Sunday, and then later in the week the council could adopt it?
We could do it that way, or you just do it by email.
Okay.
The working group could do it by email, and at the end of the day, I need to check with the original charter, but there is at the end of the day, the chair needs to submit it to council, and then council can take a decision.
Yeah. Speaking on behalf of council, we'd be happy to finalize this in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Should be no. Yeah. So this is well in time, and that's why we say Giovanni suggested this meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I'm in favor of having the current working group membership agreement by email, so that instead of agreeing on the revised charter in Abu Dhabi, we agree earlier, and in Abu Dhabi the Citizens or Council can immediately discuss it and eventually vote on it. So we'll follow up by email to all the working group. We'll make this little adjustment in the text, and we'll recirculate the text in the coming couple of weeks. And then we will call for your support or your input to the text in case you think that it should be further refined. Otherwise, if there is a consensus, we will move forward and consider the text as approved and submit it to the Citizens or Council for their approval. Does it sound like a good plan? Okay. Okay. Looks like it is on the chat, and let's see. Okay, I think there is an agreement on the way forward about the charter. So if there's no other comment or question about the charter, I would suggest we move to the next point, which is the review of the membership. If I don't know how many of you had a look at the membership as it is shown on the ccnso.icon.org/workinggroups/sopiwg.html page. And the current membership as shown on the CCNSO working group web page is a bit outdated. We still have Mathieu, we still have others who are no longer, let's say, participating or no longer active members. This is something that it's been something that we should always looked at in the past, and in the past, as you may remember, we had a call for new members. And it was quite successful. We managed to attract several others. My recommendation at this stage, with a new charter coming up, would be to, first of all, complete the charter process. And then once the charter is approved by the Citizens' Council, and assuming that the CCNSO Council is also in favor of appointing de facto the current members of the SOP into the new committee, we will. My proposal is to have a call for membership immediately after that, and that will allow the working group to get new blood and new people on board. With a sort of caveat, like the Romans are saying that, and this is something that we have already stated in the past, that whoever becomes a member commits to spend some time to work with the other working group members whenever we are called to produce the comments on an ICANN strategic plan, ICANN operating plan and budget. This is quite essential, otherwise we end up having the usual suspects working hard sometimes to produce the feedback to the different ICANN documents. So I think it is essential to also for us to spread the communication around saying that we are looking for new members, especially active members who can contribute to the process as much as it was done in the past. So let me see. That's a good point, Stephen. I'm reading the chat. We should also have a check if the current working group members would like to continue their experience the working group, which will become a committee. That's indeed a good point. So we can start from then, and then afterwards we can launch a call for volunteers for new members.
Giovanni, this is Bart.
Yeah.
May I suggest that, say, after the working group itself has agreed on the charter, and probably that will be in 1 or 2 weeks, is my sense, say, given the changes needed and the practicalities, that you send out an email already to the members who are currently on the list, that they think about it and commit whether or they are willing to stay on and commit to the time involved, because that would save a lot of time moving into the Abu Dhabi meeting. So once it's adopted, say it's fairly quickly to send out a call for volunteers and update the web page accordingly.
Okay. I'll do so. Yeah.
So it's more a timing issue than anything else, and we follow the process that Stephen has suggested.
Indeed. Yeah. I'll be happy to launch and send out this email. And eventually use the stick. Okay. Any other thought on the review of the membership from those who are participating in today's call? Okay, looks everything is clear. So the next point is about the ICANN planning process. So we are entering the ICANN fiscal year 19 planning, and there have been some webinars in, if I remember correctly, late August, early September about the process. And Xavier and his team, they have provided us with a sort of big commitment to make sure that, contrary to the past, the ICANN fiscal year 19 operating plan and budget is not approved by the board the day before or the same day it should start, but there is a sort of time frame for possible further comments by the community and adjustments. So currently the plan is there is at the coming ICANN 60 in Abu Dhabi, there's going to be some moments for Xavier team and ICANN to engage with the community to prepare and finalize the draft of the ICANN fiscal year 19 operating plan and budget. And the plan, according to the slides that Xavier showed, is that the PTI board should approve the PTI operating plan and budget by the 9th of January 2018, and that is before the ICANN public comment begins. Subsequently, the public comment period will start and will be a 48 days public comment period on the ICANN and ICANN fiscal year 19 operating plan and budget. And the public comment is from 15 January to the 4th of March. Similarly to the past, during this time frame, there's going to be other further engagement from ICANN with the community, including possible requests from the supporting organizations in case they need additional budget. So that is the time for ICANN to evaluate possible requests from the supporting organization and the other constituencies for additional budget. There is going to be also during ICANN, the public comment period then closes on the 4th of March 2018. And then in the ICANN 61 community forum, which is planned from the 10th of March to the 15th of March, there's going to be another opportunity for ICANN staff to engage with the community and collect further feedback. The submission of the fiscal year 19 operating plan and budget to the board is foreseen on the 11th of May, with a tentative date for the board to approve it by the end of May, which means that there's going to be 1 month before the ICANN fiscal year 19 starts. As I said, this year, like in the past, there were some, sort of negative comments because the ICANN board approved the fiscal year operating budget and operating plan just before the start of the fiscal year. And in this, by having this time frame, this plan, the ICANN finance department is trying to introduce, let's say, more relaxed time frames so that there are more moments for ICANN staff to engage with the community, and there is also this month before the ICANN fiscal year starts during which there might be further comments or review or whatever is needed, but at least the approval is not done at the last minute. So this so in the future, the committee will be requested to, first of all, to submit their comment and work on the comment between 15th of January and the 4th of March 2018. This is, let's say, the main time frame for the fiscal year 19 planning timeline. I don't know if Bart or Steven, especially for the PTI, would like to add something. I found I've attended one of the webinars, and I found quite clear and also there is a lot of commitment from Xavier's team to meet the new timeline.
Stephen, you want to take the floor?
Yeah, with my ECA hat on now, it looks like if they can hold to this timeline and get board adoption by 31 May, the rejection access action process will kick in, and if one of the SOACs, not necessarily the CCNSO, files a rejection action petition and finds a supporting decisional participant to another SOAC to support them, I think, speaking again from the ECA's perspective, we should be in a position to hold a public forum on whatever that rejection is at ICANN 62. So in discussions with Xavier and his staff, I would certainly encourage you, Giovanni, to see if we can get them to stick to that guideline in the event that we do get a rejection petition. But otherwise, this looks fine. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed, I agree with Stephen. It would be a matter to try to support and eventually work with the ICANN staff in charge to make sure that they stick to the planning. Again, I must say that by attending the webinar, I heard a lot of commitment. It's the first time that there's going to be this process within this time frame, so it will, we will have to see how much they're able to stick to the plan and all the good wish. And Stephen, I see your hand is up again.
Thank you. Giovanni, was there any concern expressed by anyone on that call that maybe this is too ambitious of a timeline, that they may well have some issues meeting it?
Yeah, there was indeed, and it was coming from Xavier's team, the concern that they will do their best, especially considering the fact that, as Xavier pointed out many times, they are basically the collector of, they just collect the input from the different ICANN departments and functions to come up with the budget and the process and so on. So I think that the possible critical and possible contingency, they may come from, some internal, communication or let's say, deadlines. But from what I could hear is that, again, there is a lot of good wish, and maybe we can have Xavier, who has already given his availability, we can have Xavier at the next meeting of the CCNSO SOP in Abu Dhabi speak about this and highlight what, in his opinion and in the opinion of his team, may be some sort of gray areas where the timeline may not work as they presented.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
So we'll make sure that, again, those who may volunteer as new members of the committee know already that at some point next year, they will be requested to produce the feedback to the ICANN fiscal year 19 plan. So it is important that, as we already know what is going to be the time frame for this comment period, it is quite important that the current members and the new members, they already, set some time aside to make sure that they are available to produce this comment. The slide deck, I don't know if it's available to answer Stephen's question on the chat. I don't know if it's available on the ICANN site. I know it was distributed in preparation of the webinar.
Probably it is. Otherwise, we can share it, and it will be in the SOP. I'll share it afterwards, say tomorrow morning, my time.
I think I circulated it already.
Yeah, and it should be somewhere in. Probably, if you would look on the planning tab or somewhere on the ICANN site, I'll check whether it's also on the ICANN site itself. So it has been shared already, but I'll share it again, or we'll share it again, and I'll check the ICANN site whether it's available there as well and include that link.
Okay. Okay. So, any other thought or question on the fiscal year 19 planning process? No? Okay, so let me move to the next point, which is the topics for the agenda of this working group at ICANN 60. I do believe there's going to be a discussion about the membership, and if we have Xavier with us, again, we can ask him to brief all the working group about the fiscal year 19 planning, and as I just said, what might be some sort of gray areas that may, you know, let's say, you know, prevent the Xavier and ICANN to stick to the timeline they presented already in late August. I think those two points will be in the agenda, but I'm happy to hear any of you if you have some specific points regarding ICANN operating plan and budget that you wish to have included in the agenda. I'm happy to hear them now, or just drop me or Bart an email and we'll make sure that they are included. Okay, I just, Maria has shared, thank you Maria, she has shared the slide deck URL. So any specific point you'd like to address during the next CISNSO SOP meeting in Abu Dhabi? Again, I mean, we can have this decided at a later stage, and if you have some ideas, just drop me and Bart an email, and we'll make sure that your point, the point you wish to have discussed, is included in the agenda. No point so far? Okay. Yes, okay. Stephen will get back with pleasure and looking forward, and I'm sure others will also come back with questions and points for the agenda. So I'll send you a reminder if you don't do that. You know that. I've noted down that you have committed to come up with questions and points, both Barak and Stephen. So I won't forget. So that said, I have as a next, is any other business that you like to bring up? No hands raised. no typing, no Barak is typing, no any other business from Barak, I guess no any other business from others. As a last point, and let's see, Abdallah. Okay, so there's a consensus that there is no other business. So as a last point is that reminder that the next meeting, the next face-to-face meeting will take place on Sunday, 29 October, and at an unusual time for this working group, because usually we meet after lunchtime. This time will be up before lunchtime, from 10:30 till noon local time. So please make sure that you check the ICANN agenda to get the right room in case there are changes. But this is the final timing for the next meeting of the CCNSO SAP in Abu Dhabi. I do not think there is this time. Yes, Stephen, the time is the time is not negotiable, and I was pointed this out while negotiating it because there are some overlapping and there is quite a complex schedule, complex agenda for the ICANN meeting in Abu Dhabi. So that is the best lot that we could get. So I'm looking at Bart who's typing. Yes. Okay, so, but I look, yes, as I was saying, the agenda was quite tight in the afternoon, so we couldn't have the usual meeting after lunch. But it's 10:30, so it's not 9, which is already, you know, considering that it's Sunday, it's already good. So I count on you all to be present at the coming meeting at 10:30, Sunday, 29 October. And if there is no other point you'd like to bring up or, you know, discuss, 1, 2, 3, no hands raised, no typing, I would like to, first of all, to thank Bart a lot for his tremendous job in producing the draft charter and in supporting this working group so far. I'd like to thank Maria and Kim for all their work behind the scenes to set this goal and supporting, again, this working group with all the logistics. And I would like to thank all the members who have attended today's call. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you in Abu Dhabi and catching up via email. Thank you again, everybody.
Thank you, Vani. Bye, all.
Thank you all. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, all. Thanks, Giovanni.